Welcome to Barron's educational series, Russian on the Go, Level 2. This self-teaching course is most useful if you already know some Russian. It's especially helpful as a follow-up to Barron's Russian on the Go, Level 1.
This program is made up of 11 units. Each unit has three parts. In the presentation or opening part, you will find yourself in real-life situations. Arriving at the airport, checking into a hotel, eating at a restaurant, sightseeing, and many more. As you listen, a friendly English-speaking guide will narrate the situations and set the stage for the Russian speakers as they interact in these typical scenarios. Your guide will help you to understand most of the Russian conversation. The rest you'll get from the context or from your previous knowledge of the language. And if you want to see the Russian sentences and their English translations, you can look in the booklet.
Once you've listened to the presentation, you'll be ready for the next part, repetition. This section will enable you to practice important expressions by repeating them during the pause following the Russian speaker.
Finally, you'll have a chance to test yourself by giving the appropriate response in typical situations. In most cases, the expressions will be the same as those you've just learned. Occasionally, you'll be challenged to create something a bit different, just as you would in real life. In this section, each pause will be followed by a confirmation of the Russian utterance, so that you can check your performance right away.
Russian on the Go, Level 2, will help you to improve your Russian easily and naturally, and to function in many typical situations. Just keep your cassette player handy and enjoy yourself as you learn Russian on the go. Unit 1. Getting ready for the trip.
You are ready to leave for your trip to Russia tomorrow. The bags are packed, the newspaper subscription and mail delivery have been put on hold. Now it's time to brush up on some of the words and phrases for introductions that you'll want to use in the airplane with the stewardesses and upon arrival. When you meet a Russian, you say hello.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
If you have already said hello to someone, or just for some variety in the morning, you can say...
Доброе утро.
After noon, you can use the friendly greeting.
Добрый день.
And after supper, you'll likely use the phrase...
Добрый вечер.
When you know the person's first name and patronymic, you'll say...
Здравствуйте, Владимир Иванович.
For foreigners, you might use the Russian word for Mr.
Здравствуйте, господин Робинсон.
For a woman from somewhere else than Russia, use the word Mrs.
Здравствуйте, госпожа Штейнер.
Tell them you're pleased to meet them.
Очень приятно с вами познакомиться.
A good answer in a somewhat shorter form is simply
Очень приятно.
Remember to use the informal forms for close friends and children.
Здравствуй, Олег.
Another less formal way to say greetings is
Привет, Нина.
Ask her informally, how's life?
Как живешь?
Not bad.
Ничего.
When it's time to go, say, bye, Masha.
Пока, Masha.
Would you see Ivan again this evening?
До вечера, Иван.
Till tomorrow, I'm afraid.
До завтра.
The straight way to say goodbye is...
До свидания.
There are a few more useful phrases you'll want to know as you prepare to make friends on your travels. Some introductions can be very formal.
Разрешите мне представить вам господина Вилсона.
Or you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Позвольте мне представиться.
You'll want to know where someone lives.
Где вы живете?
Or you might ask, where are you from?
Откуда вы?
Perhaps you share business interests. So you ask, who are you by profession?
Кто вы по профессии?
What do you work as?
Кем вы работаете?
He replies that he is an engineer who works at a plant.
Я инженер, работаю на заводе.
Or maybe he's a businessman working at a local firm.
Я бизнесмен, работаю здесь, на фирме.
Do you think that young man is a student or is already employed?
Вы работаете или учитесь?
Where is he a student?
В каком университете вы учитесь?
Then your neighbor asks something in Russian, but you don't understand. It's time to find out if he speaks any English.
Извините, пожалуйста, вы говорите по-английски?
He only knows a few words of English.
Только пару слов.
He's going to want to know about your Russian language capabilities.
Вы говорите по-русски?
Let's not brag yet. You tell him, yes, but just a little.
Да, но только немножко.
In any case, let's not forget the two little magic words in Russian. Thank you.
Спасибо.
And you're welcome or please.
Пожалуйста.
Do you recall all of those words and phrases? Well, now it's your turn to listen and then repeat after our native speaker. When you make a new acquaintance, you say hello.
Здравствуйте.
Good morning is...
Доброе утро.
Good afternoon is...
Добрый день.
And good evening is...
Добрый вечер.
Someone is coming toward you in the airplane, and you know him. It's Vladimir Ivanovich. Greet him with enthusiasm.
Здравствуйте, Владимир Иванович.
He knows you too, and addresses you as Mr. Robinson.
Здравствуйте, господин Робинсон.
There's Mrs. Steiner. Say hello.
Здравствуйте, госпожа Штайнер.
Like the lady she is, she replies that it's very nice to make your acquaintance.
Очень приятно с вами познакомиться.
It's a pleasure for you too.
Очень приятно.
Say hello to your good friend Олег, who has just appeared.
Здравствуй, Олег.
She must be a friend. Say hi to Nina.
Привет, Нина.
How are things?
Как живешь?
Tell her things are not bad.
Ничего.
Time to run off. Say bye, Маша.
Пока, Маша.
You'll see him later on. Till this evening, Ivan.
До вечера, Иван.
But Nina won't be back until tomorrow.
До завтра.
Let's just say goodbye to everyone else.
До свидания.
When it comes to introductions, you should take the lead as the host. Introduce your boss, Mr. Wilson.
Разрешите мне представить вам господина Вилсона.
Alternatively, he could say, "Permit me to introduce myself."
Позвольте мне представиться.
Ask the young woman at the reception where she lives.
Где вы живете?
Where is he from?
Откуда вы?
Find out what is his profession.
Кто вы по профессии?
You might ask in return, what do you work as?
Кем вы работаете?
I'm an engineer. I work at a plant.
Я инженер. Работаю на заводе.
Can you explain that you are a businessman who works here for a firm?
Я бизнесмен, работаю здесь, в фирме.
Find out whether he works or is studying.
Вы работаете или учитесь?
You'll want to know at what university he is studying.
В каком университете вы учитесь?
It's always helpful to excuse yourself before breaking into a conversation. The Russian way to say, excuse me, please, is...
Извините, пожалуйста.
Ask the person in the seat next to you if he speaks English.
Вы говорите по-английски?
Only a few words.
Только пару слов.
Do you speak Russian?
Вы говорите по-русски?
Yes, but only a little bit.
Да, но только немножко.
Thank you.
Спасибо.
You're welcome.
Пожалуйста.
Now it's time to see if you're ready for your trip and how well you remembered those useful phrases. Can you say hello?
Здравствуйте.
The overnight plane flight has permitted a few hours of sleep. Here comes the steward with breakfast. Can you tell him good morning?
Доброе утро.
One of the Russian stewardesses sees you that evening in the hotel and greets you with...
Добрый вечер.
Mr. Robinson has come with you for a visit this time. Your Russian counterpart addresses him as...
Здравствуйте, господин Робинсон.
Mrs. Robinson has accompanied him, and she is greeted with...
Здравствуйте, госпожа Робинсон.
Delighted to make the Russian's acquaintance, your boss replies...
Очень приятно.
Here comes a familiar face, your good friend, Oleg.
Здравствуй, Олег.
He knows you well and gives you a friendly, informal greetings.
Привет.
Tell Masha you'll see her later.
Пока, Маша.
Oleg has to run off, but he'll be back tomorrow.
До завтра.
It's also time to part company with the business executives who will be meeting with you regularly. Say goodbye.
До свидания.
Later on in the evening, you stop into the bar on the second floor. Introduce yourself to the gentleman.
Позвольте мне представиться.
Can you find out where he lives?
Где вы живете?
He wants to know your profession. What must he ask?
Кто вы по профессии?
Tell him you're a businessman.
Я бизнесмен.
Working for a local firm.
Работаю здесь, в фирме.
Uh-oh, you spilled your drink. Can you apologize?
Извините, пожалуйста.
The bartender wants to know if you speak Russian.
Вы говорите по-русски?
It's best to be modest. Tell him you know just a bit.
Да, но только немножко.
As the evening ends, tell him thank you.
Спасибо.
You're welcome.
Пожалуйста.
Unit 2. Arrival at the airport.
Your plane has arrived and you're on the way to customs when you hear someone asking for a hand.
Простите.
Слушаю вас.
Now that she has his attention, she inquires if he speaks English.
Вы говорите по-английски?
Ни одного слова. Извините.
It sounds like he doesn't know a word of English. She wants to reset her watch to the local Moscow time.
Скажите, пожалуйста, который сейчас час?
Без 29.
What was that time? 9:20? Let's have him repeat it.
Повторите, пожалуйста.
Без 29. 8:40.
8:40. And now, transportation. If she wants to save some money, she can take a bus into town. But when does the next one leave?
Вы не скажете, когда следующий автобус в город?
Looks like someone else has the same idea. He wants to go to town too.
Как попасть в город?
На автобусе до станции Речной вокзал, а потом на метро до станции Охотный ряд.
You can ride the bus to the metro station and then go to the downtown station, Ochotny Ryad. But they'll need some Russian currency to pay for the bus and metro. Thank heavens there's an exchange place right here at the airport.
Скажите, пожалуйста, где здесь можно обменять деньги?
В обменном пункте. Идите прямо до конца зала, а потом поверните налево.
The exchange point is straight ahead at the end of the hall, and then on the left. That's not too far to walk, I hope.
Это далеко?
Совсем нет. Всего 50 метров.
all of 50 meters. That's only about 50 yards. When she gets there, the gentleman in front of her wants to check on the rate of exchange.
Как вам помочь?
Какой сегодня курс доллара?
Listen closely to those numbers. He'll be getting 1,790 rubles for a single dollar.
$1,790.
That's a great rate. He wants to exchange $500.
Я хочу обменять $500. Сколько рублей я получу?
How many rubles is he going to receive? 895,000?
895 000 минус 1% значит 886 050 рублей.
That's a lot of rubles. But don't forget, the bank takes a percentage for commission on the transaction. It's only 1% here. Given that amount, the clerk asks if he wants it in large bills.
Вы хотите крупные купюры?
Of course he wants mostly big bills, but a few thousand in small bills and coins.
Дайте 800 тысяч в крупных купюрах, а остальные в мелких купюрах и пару монет.
While you're still at the airport, you might think of reserving a hotel room. Is there a room reservation center or something like a service bureau nearby?
Где здесь можно забронировать номер в гостинице?
Лучше в бюро обслуживания, в центре зала напротив нас.
You're in luck. Someone is over there at the service desk across from you, checking on hotel room availability now. She wants a single room for tonight.
Мне нужен номер в гостинице на сегодня. Одинарный номер, пожалуйста.
Я могу предложить вам номер в гостинице «Славянская». Номер стоит $310 в сутки, включая завтрак.
The young man at the service bureau suggests the Slavyanskaya Hotel. It is wonderful, but a room costs $310 a night, including breakfast. That's more than she had planned on.
Это слишком дорого. Нет ли у вас номера подешевле?
Is there some room just a little less expensive?
В гостинице «Интурист» вы получите номер с душем за $150.
The Intourist Hotel is only $150 for a room with shower. But is it close to the center of town, nearby the train station?
Это гостиница в центре города, рядом с вокзалом.
Гостиница прямо в центре, на Тверской улице. 5 минут ходьбы от Кремля и Красной площади.
Wow, right on Tverskaya Street and just a 5-minute walk from the Kremlin and Red Square.
Забронируйте мне номер на сегодня.
Ваша фамилия? Вы платите мне, и я вам выпишу ваучер.
She just needs to give her name and pay for the night in advance, and then she too can be on her way.
Спасибо, до свидания.
Well, you finally made it after a 10-hour flight and the procedures of clearing customs and getting a hotel room. You call a friend from the phone booth at the airport.
Алло, Вера, это Томас говорит.
Make sure Vera knows who's calling.
Наконец-то ты приехал. Как живешь?
She's delighted you have finally arrived. How are you doing?
Спасибо, все хорошо. А ты?
From your voice, she knows you're doing fine. What about her?
Нормально. Когда встретимся?
She's doing fine and wants to get together with you. When can you two meet? After lunch today? Maybe she can come to you. Tell her you've reserved a room at the Intourist Hotel.
Сегодня после обеда. Ты можешь ко мне подъехать? Я заказал номер в гостинице «Интурист».
Прекрасно. Я приеду в 5 часов. Я знаю, где она находится.
She knows where the hotel is located, and she'll come at 5 o'clock.
Now it's time to listen, then repeat some of the more important phrases so that you too can make your way through the airport and set up a meeting with a friend. Pardon me.
Простите.
Find out if he speaks English.
Вы говорите по-английски?
If you're sorry, say, excuse me.
Извините.
If you need to know what time it is now, you ask...
Который сейчас час?
Listen closely to the correct time. Remember that once Russians have begun an hour, they look forward to the next hour, 20 minutes to 9 is...
Без 29.
If you don't get it the first time, ask the person to repeat it.
Повторите, пожалуйста.
Another way to give the precise time, as in plane or train schedules, is to say the hours, then the minutes. 8 o'clock, 40 minutes is...
8 часов 40 минут.
When does the next bus for town leave?
Когда следующий автобус в город?
If you're not sure of public transportation, ask someone how to get to town.
Как попасть в город?
You can probably get to both places using the bus and the metro.
На автобусе, а потом на метро.
You can't go anywhere unless you can obtain Russian currency. And remember that you may legally exchange dollars for rubles only after your arrival in the country.
Где здесь можно обменять деньги?
Lately, there are dozens of exchange places or points.
В обменном пункте.
Ask someone if it is far to go.
Это далеко?
Many Russians will try to help. Listen for their offer.
Как вам помочь?
Don't change any money until you have found out the exchange rate. If you're exchanging dollars for rubles, ask...
Какой сегодня курс доллара?
Then tell the clerk how much you want to exchange. Let's say $500.
Я хочу обменять $500.
That's a lot of rubles you'll be getting. Take 100,000 in big bills.
100,000 в крупных купюрах.
And the rest in small bills and coins.
А остальные в мелких купюрах и пару монет.
You need to know how to reserve a hotel room. Ask where you can make a reservation.
Где здесь можно забронировать номер в гостинице?
You want a room for today.
Мне нужен номер в гостинице на сегодня.
A single room, please.
Одинарный номер, пожалуйста.
Hotel rooms can be very expensive in downtown Moscow. Several hundred dollars per night.
Номер стоит $310 в сутки.
Don't be afraid to tell someone that's simply too expensive.
Это слишком дорого.
Do you need a room with a shower?
Номер с душем?
Moscow and St. Petersburg are huge cities. Make sure the hotel is in or near the center of town.
Это гостиница в центре города?
Best of all is someplace not far from the Kremlin and Red Square.
Недалеко от Кремля и Красной площади.
Go ahead and confirm that room for tonight.
Забронируйте мне номер на сегодня.
Want to make a call? Russians use the word...
Алло?
It's polite to say, who is calling? It's Thomas speaking.
Алло, Вера? Это Томас говорит.
Vera's a very good friend and asks, how are you doing?
Как живешь?
Tell her everything is fine.
Все хорошо.
Learn how to ask when you can meet or get together.
Когда встретимся?
To set up a meeting place, tell your caller where you reserve that room.
Я заказал номер в гостинице «Интурист».
She says she'll be here at 5.
Я приеду в 5 часов.
Now it's your turn to try your language skills in Moscow. After you have tried to respond, listen to how our native speaker handles the situation. You walk up to a very Russian-looking young woman at the airport. Pardon me.
Простите.
Does she speak English?
Вы говорите по-английски?
If you have to interrupt someone for a question, say...
Извините.
Find out what time it is.
Который сейчас час?
Do you remember how to say 20 minutes to 9?
Без двадцати девять.
Ask him to repeat it.
Повторите, пожалуйста.
If you're confused, try to tell time the official way. It's 8 hours and 40 minutes.
Восемь часов сорок минут.
Ask when the next bus leaves for town.
Когда следующий автобус в город?
If you're not sure of how to make your way downtown, you know a good phrase.
Как попасть в город?
Can you name two of the popular ways for Russians to get about town?
На автобусе и на метро.
You'll just have to find a place to exchange your hard currency for Russian rubles.
Где здесь можно обменять деньги?
You can best do that at one of the exchange points.
В обменном пункте.
I hope it isn't too far away.
Это далеко?
What could you say if you want to offer your help?
Как вам помочь?
Find out what is today's exchange rate for the dollar.
Какой сегодня курс доллара?
How about changing $500?
Я хочу обменять $500.
You'll want at least 100,000 in big bills.
100,000 в крупных купюрах.
Ask for the rest in small bills and coins.
Остальные в мелких купюрах и пару монет.
Now where can you go to reserve a hotel room?
Где здесь можно забронировать номер в гостинице?
You probably want a room just for today.
Мне нужен номер в гостинице на сегодня.
Make sure they know you want a single room.
Одинарный номер, пожалуйста.
The price is so high, you simply have to repeat it to believe it. The room costs $300 per night.
Номер стоит $300 в сутки?
You and I know that's just too expensive. Tell them so.
Это слишком дорого.
How about a room with a shower?
Номер с душем.
And be sure to ask if it's near the center of town.
Это гостиница в центре города?
My favorite places in Moscow are not too far from the Kremlin and Red Square.
Недалеко от Кремля и Красной площади.
Let's confirm that room for you for tonight.
Забронируйте мне номер на сегодня.
When on the phone, Russians use that good old international word for hello.
Hello?
Don't forget to say who is calling. It's John.
Это Джон говорит.
Ask your friend how she's doing.
Как живешь?
Everything is fine.
Все хорошо.
Can you set up a time to get together?
Когда встретимся?
Tell the person at which hotel you've reserved a room.
Я заказал номер в гостинице «Интурист».
Tell him you'll be there at 5 o'clock.
Я приеду в 5 часов.
Congratulations! Your first few hours were a stunning success. Now, let's make our way off to downtown and our hotel. Unit 3. Accommodations.
It's time to make our way to the hotel. After the overnight flight, maybe you'll just take a taxi to the hotel. Listen carefully to the businesswoman in front of you who looks like she has done this before.
Вы свободны?
He certainly looks free. He'll want to know where she is going.
Да. Куда вам?
Гостиница «Интурист» на Тверской улице.
Isn't that where you're going? To the «Интурист» hotel on Tverskaya Street?
Это далеко. За 100 тысяч рублей я поеду.
Now comes the tough part. Be sure you negotiate the price, especially from the airport. 100,000 rubles. She counters with a statement that a month ago it was only 60,000.
Что вы? Месяц назад стоило только 60,000 рублей.
Вы знаете, что у нас инфляция?
Inflation. They have it here too, and how. It looks like he'll compromise and take 75,000.
Ну тогда 75,000 рублей.
Ладно. Поехали.
Well, with negotiations successfully concluded, they ride downtown and arrive at the hotel.
Вот и приехали. Осторожно, когда откроете дверь. Я вам помогу с багажом.
He certainly seems helpful now. He'll even help with the luggage.
Вот вам $45, правильно?
Так точно.
$45. That's about right. But does he have any change for her $20 bills?
У вас есть дача? У меня только крупные купюры.
Пожалуйста, это не проблема. Я сейчас приду.
He goes to try to find some change inside. A minute later, he's right back. That looks like one of the hotel bellboys approaching.
Вам помочь с багажом?
Пожалуйста.
Now, step to the check-in desk. You'll want to give them all the necessary information, your name, and the fact that you reserved the room at the service bureau in the airport.
Доброе утро! Меня зовут Доротея Гринберг. Я забронировала номер в бюро обслуживания аэропорта.
Доброе утро! Мы вас ждали. Вот ваш заказ. Одинарный номер с душем.
It appears they have been waiting for you, and everything is just as you ordered. A single with a shower. You let them have the voucher from the airport.
Вот мой ваучер. Я уже заплатила за номер.
Ваш паспорт и визу, пожалуйста. Сколько времени вы у нас пробудете?
Since she has already paid, she just needs to give her passport and visa. And she tells them how long she'll be staying. Since she'll be leaving tomorrow for Ryazan, she needs to find out where and when she can get her passport back.
Только один день. Завтра я уезжаю в Рязань. Когда и где можно получить паспорт?
С завтрашнего дня, с утра. Паспортный стол открывается в 9 часов. Вот ваш пропуск и ключ. Ваш номер 1415 на 14 этаже.
She can get her documents back tomorrow morning at the passport desk. She takes her hotel pass and key. Since the room is on the 14th floor, she had better find out where the nearest elevator is.
Спасибо. Где здесь лифт?
Вон там, направо. Если у вас какие-нибудь вопросы или пожелания, обратитесь к дежурному на этаже.
Over to the right. Ah, yes, the famous Russian key ladies. They can answer almost any question and take care of your requests. When you get to your floor, one guest is complaining that it is too warm in his room.
Добрый вечер. В моем номере очень жарко. Можно отрегулировать температуру?
Просто откройте форточку.
Sounds like good advice. Open that little window vent. But it seems he already tried that remedy.
Она у меня не открывается.
Я позову мастера, он вам поможет.
Since that isn't going to work, she'll just have to call in the repairman, a Russian master.
Спасибо, так намного лучше.
Boy, she's busy. There goes the telephone.
Алло, дежурная?
Слушаю вас.
No soap or towels.
В моем номере нет мыла и полотенца.
Какой у вас номер? Я скажу горничной, и она вам все принесет.
Well, that's simple enough. She'll tell the chambermaid who brings some right away. That is, after she finds out which room number.
11:13. Ну, пусть она поскорее придет. Я устал с дороги и хочу принять душ.
She'd better come soon. It's been a long trip, and he's looking forward to a nice shower. Finally, a knock on the door.
Минуточку, я сейчас открою.
Извините, что я забыла оставить мыло и полотенце, когда я убирала сегодня утром.
It was simply an oversight. She forgot to leave the soap and towels when she made up the room this morning. He tells her to leave everything in the bathroom.
Неважно, положите все в ванну.
The next morning, the phone rings. It must be the wake-up call. 7:00 already. Time to have some breakfast.
Доброе утро. Уже 7:00.
Спасибо. Где здесь можно позавтракать?
But where? What a lot of choices. Snack bars on the 5th and 11th floors or the smorgasbord in the restaurant. But how about room service?
Есть буфет на 5th и 11th этажах. В ресторане шведский стол с 8 до 10. Он стоит 5200 рублей. Или вы можете заказать завтрак в номер.
Алло, говорит госпожа Гринберг из номера 1415. Принесите мне, пожалуйста, яичницу, 2 сосиски, хлеб, масло, яблочный сок, 2 кофе.
You pick up the phone and call the restaurant. That will help us start the day, especially that double cup of coffee.
Спасибо за ваш заказ. Все будет через 20 минут.
Just 20 minutes. Better call the bellboy to get your bags.
Позовите швейцара, чтобы он отнес мой багаж вниз. Я скоро уезжаю.
At the cashier's desk downstairs, you'll have to settle your accounts. Give them the key and don't forget you need a receipt for your expense account.
Вот мой ключ. И мне нужна квитанция за оплату номера.
Вы у нас были одни сутки. У вас были какие-нибудь телефонные разговоры? Да, я вижу 2 разговора, 50 тысяч рублей.
Those 2 phone calls back to the States to let them know you arrived safely will cost 50,000 rubles. If you need to save your cash, maybe you can pay with a credit card.
Можно платить кредитной карточкой?
Конечно. Ваша карточка. Распишитесь вот здесь.
You ask if he can call a taxi for you.
Вы можете заказать мне такси?
В бюро обслуживания вам закажут машину. Всего доброго. До свидания, госпожа Гринберг.
You have to walk over to the service desk. They take care of ordering cars. In just a few minutes, the driver comes and takes your bags.
Now, let's practice some phrases that you'll find useful for getting to, into, and out of your hotel. You ask a taxi driver if he is available by asking,
Вы свободны?
You must tell him your destination. This time, it's the Intourist Hotel on Tverskaya Street.
В гостиницу «Интурист» на Тверской улице.
If he doesn't name a price, be sure to ask how much this will cost.
Сколько стоит туда?
Be prepared to negotiate. Express some surprise at the high price.
Что вы?
Make an offer somewhat lower. How about 80,000 rubles?
Ну тогда 80 тысяч рублей.
When you've agreed, tell him, "Okay, let's get going."
Ладно, поехали.
Listen for the words, "We've arrived."
Вот и приехали.
You can ask again how much he wants from you.
Сколько с меня?
Learn how to say, "That's not a problem."
Это не проблема.
Did you catch the phrase for, "I'll be right back"?
Я сейчас приду.
Accept the help of one of the hotel bellboys with that magic word for if you please.
Пожалуйста.
At the check-in desk, give them your name. Listen to Dorothea Greenberg do it.
Доброе утро. Меня зовут Доротея Гринберг.
If you have reserved a room, let them know.
Я забронировала номер.
If it's a single room, it's an
одинарный номер.
A double room or a room for two is
номер на двоих.
And a room with a shower is
номер с душем.
If you have paid for the room in advance, say,
Я уже заплатила за номер.
You'll have to surrender for registration your passport and visa.
Вот мой паспорт и моя виза.
You will want to hold on to your hotel pass and key.
Пропуск и ключ.
Find out where the elevator is.
Где здесь лифт?
Tell the key lady on the floor if it's very warm in your room.
В моем номере очень жарко.
Maybe it's very cold.
В моем номере очень холодно.
Maybe the door or the window doesn't open.
Она у меня не открывается.
Or perhaps it doesn't close.
Она у меня не закрывается.
You'll certainly want soap and towels.
В моем номере нет мыла и полотенца.
If you're tired, say,
Я устал.
Tell the maid that you want to take a shower.
Я хочу принять душ.
If there's a knock on the door, say, Just a minute.
Минуточку.
If someone excuses herself, she'll say,
Извините.
Learn how to graciously accept the apology. Tell them it wasn't all that important.
Неважно.
If you need a wake-up call, tell the key lady.
Разбудите меня, пожалуйста, в 7 часов.
Find out where you can have breakfast.
Где здесь можно позавтракать?
If you're looking for just a snack bar, you ask,
Где здесь буфет?
Or something more formal, like the restaurant.
Где здесь ресторан?
Many hotels have a smorgasbord. Ask if they have one at your hotel.
Есть у вас шведский стол?
You might be able to order breakfast in your room.
Можно заказать завтрак в номер?
Call them and order a healthy Russian-style breakfast. Tell them to bring an omelet.
Принесите мне, пожалуйста, яичницу.
Bread and butter.
Хлеб, масло.
Apple juice.
Яблочный сок.
Or orange juice.
Апельсиновый сок.
And coffee. Make it a large one, a double.
Двойной кофе.
You tea drinkers might just want a glass of hot tea with lemon and sugar.
Чай с лимоном и с сахаром.
When you're finished with breakfast, call down to the front desk for a bellboy to carry your bags downstairs.
Позовите швейцара, чтобы он отнес мой багаж вниз.
Don't forget to settle up for any charges at the cashier's desk and ask for a receipt.
Мне нужна квитанция за оплату номера.
Find out if you can pay with a credit card.
Можно платить кредитной карточкой?
Do they take hard currency like dollars or pounds?
Можно платить валютой?
And then ask if they can order a car or a taxi for the trip to the train station.
Вы можете заказать мне такси?
This is the end of Side A on Tape 1.